Spanberger loses ground as abortion firestorm shakes up Virginia governor's race. Suzanne Bodie, The Washington Stand. If you thought record in popularity would force Democrats to rethink their strategies, you thought wrong. Never has a party been so doggedly determined to repeat past mistakes as this one. While the DNC plows forward with resolutions affirming Day, the deader-than-a-doornail crusade of the left, their candidates seem intent on flirting with other political disasters, ignoring what Americans of all stripes have told them on everything from extreme gender ideology to late-term abortion. And if they aren't careful, the Virginia governor's race could be another difficult lesson unlearned. It's been 4 years since voters stunned the nation by handing the keys of a purple commonwealth to Virginia Republican Glenn Youngkin, thanks in large part to a tone-deaf campaign by the Democrats' carpet-bagging candidate. With 12 words, Terry McAuliffe sealed his fate, alienating voters at the height of public school curriculum wars. "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach," he barked during a debate. It was a sentence that cost him the election. Now, the party's next hope at recapturing the governor's mansion, House Democrat Abigail Spanberger, seems to have graduated from the McAuliffe School of Fatal Political Messaging, marginalizing moms and dads during a Fairfax County firestorm that's made national headlines. At the heart of the controversy is a bombshell story that one of America's largest school districts arranged secret, taxpayer-funded abortions for at least two pregnant students without informing parents. In the days after Walter Kurt released recordings and handwritten notes backing up the claims, Youngkin ordered a full criminal investigation, raising the profile of the case and making it a sudden topic in the off-year governor's race. Asked on live television whether she believes parents should be contacted about their minor daughter's abortion, Spanberger danced around the issue, refusing to side with moms and dads as the ultimate decision-makers of their children. Instead, she leaned into the party's radical talking points, arguing, "I think it is important that we have a constitutional guarantee of access to abortion." Spanberger took the opportunity to prop up the extreme constitutional amendment Democrats are advocating to legalize the kind of late-term abortion Americans reject, before adding, almost as an afterthought, "The question of abortion is a very politically charged one." As her response fanned out across the state, the response was one of shocked dismay. Abigail Spanberger dodged, offering a non-answer that left the state's parental consent statute twisting in the wind, an angry Kurt posted on X. Her silence lands just as Fairfax County reels from allegations that school officials bankrolled secret abortions for underage girls, a scandal echoing the parental rights revolt that propelled Glenn Youngkin to victory in 2021. Spanberger's evasiveness hands Lieutenant Gov. Erner, Winsome Sears, fresh off a Trump endorsement, the same winning playbook, "Make the race a referendum on whether moms and dads get a say in life and death decisions for their daughters." If the Democrat can't say, "Parents must be told," Virginians will supply the answer for her, at the ballot box. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The GOP candidate, current Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, was quick to blast the Fairfax County leadership. "It's abhorrent," she insisted, that the school provided minors with access to abortion services without any parental knowledge or consent. Unlike her opponent, Sears has thrown her full support behind pro-life policy and pledged to strengthen parental consent laws so no mother or father is ever blindsided by a secret procedure on their child. In a fit of damage control, Spanberger finally commented on the investigation, trying to repair any blowback at her apparent lack of sympathy for parents. "Your underage daughter can't get an aspirin without your permission, yet a Virginia school may have taken a young girl for an abortion, in secret, using your tax dollars," she said on X. "If true, it's monstrous, and there will be consequences. But is it too little too late?" The race, which was polling comfortably for Democrats, has tightened of late. According to last week's survey, Spanberger leads Earl Sears 46% to 39%, with another 14% of voters undecided. As recently as late spring, Spanberger's lead was almost 20 points. The Washington Times's Seth McLaughlin wonders if the tremors Fairfax County's controversy is sending through the Virginia governor's race could be Spanberger's undoing. Now, the investigation is hanging over the off-year governor's race, which is heralded as a bellwether for the national political climate and has historically been tough on the sitting president's party. McLaughlin talked to John Fredericks, who co-chaired Donald Trump's Virginia campaign. "Let me give you a baseball analogy. This could turn seeing eye single into a dead red 400-foot, bases-loaded, grand slam. It certainly doesn't help that more of the Democrats' far-left stances are starting to come to light." Along with her dismissive position on parental consent, even going so far as to vote against the Parents' Bill of Rights, Spanberger has also picked up the radioactive mantle of gender ideology, supporting biological men in girls' sports, transgender restrooms and locker rooms in K-12 schools, and lobbying to let teachers and counselors hide gender transitions from parents, despite overwhelming bipartisan opposition. We continue to have this demonstrated, consistent behavior of ignoring parents, Youngkin shook his head. We have been fighting this for the last 3.5 years. His lieutenant governor agrees, reiterating that, what is happening in our schools right now is just wrong. It is dangerous, it is insane, and it has to stop. She paused before saying, here's the truth. There are two sexes, boys and girls, and for generations who understood this, that they deserve their own sports teams, their own locker rooms, their own bathrooms. That's not discrimination, it's common sense. Spanberger's political baggage also includes an outrageous agenda to force doctors to perform abortions or facilitate assisted suicides against their conscience or deeply held beliefs. I oppose the ability of religious institutions to put their religious-based ideas on individuals and their healthcare choices and options, Spanberger has declared. I do not believe that people should have the option to allow their own personal belief to dictate the type of medical care that they are providing their patients. Of course, when it comes to defending her wildly out-of-step agenda, Spanberger declined. When CNN approached both women about a late September debate, only Earl Sears accepted. It's proof that she's terrified of facing voters in an unscripted setting, the lieutenant governor's campaign staff told Fox News. In 2022, she infamously pulled out at the last minute. Now she's running from CNN, one of the friendliest stages she could ask for. If she's too afraid to show up there, Press Secretary Peyton Vogel pointed out, what's she hiding from? She can either step on that stage with winsome Earl Sears and defend her record or admit to Virginians that she can't. In the meantime, the skepticism about Spanberger only grows. Not only has she announced plans to declare Virginia a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants, but she is shockingly anti-gun, putting her at odds with a large population of Old Dominion voters. These are not the positions of a common-sense soccer mom, Sarah Catherine Sisk warns. That fact isn't lost on FRC Action Director Matt Carpenter, who told The Washington Stand, politicians spend months and millions of dollars to build public personas to reassure voters they're moderate and independent from some of the more unsavory elements in their party base. The risk in such a strategy comes when the candidate is actually planning on governing in line with those radical elements within their party base. When the facade cracks, even for a second, all that work to cultivate a certain public persona can vanish, leaving voters confused and frustrated. This, he insists, seems to be what's happening to Spanberger in the final weeks of the race to be Virginia's next governor, with her dodging basic questions about parental rights and abortion. Voters hate being misled, Carpenter cautioned, and I can only assume many Virginia voters are starting to wonder to what extent Spanberger is misleading them on her plans for the Commonwealth. Suzanne Bodie serves as editorial director and senior writer at The Washington Stand. Source: The Washington Stand.